by the time she comes back, the army is gone. And as we said, she was very light. The people who were carrying this room, this Hawdaj thing, did not notice that Aisha was not inside, because again, she's very light, and they all moved out. So she went back and she was scared in the middle of the desert by herself. Now, she was thinking about what options do I have? I can run after the army, but she's a lady by herself in the middle of the desert. She might get lost. She does not have anything to ride. So she decided, I'm just going to sit here and wait. They will realize at one point that I am not there, and they will come back and pick me up. So she found herself a small kind of like rock, and she sat by the rock, waiting, doing nothing, and she fell asleep. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, out of his intelligence and wisdom, after every battle, he appoints one of the companions to be late after the army. That companion's job is to check if someone is chasing after the army. So there is always one companion coming late after the army, just to make sure no one is chasing after them. Now, this companion, his name was Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal, one of the great companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, attended many battles, never made any mistakes, like, you know, the big mistakes that we talk about. Safwan came and he was surprised to see Aisha sleeping by herself by that rock. So he wanted to wake her up. How would he wake her up? What did he do, Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal? He turned his back. That's number one. He was not looking at her. She said, Aisha tells us the story. He looked at me and he recognized me. He knew that I was Aisha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he turned around and he said, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Kind of loud voice. So she woke up. She said, I woke up, I saw him. Safwan was standing there turning his back to me. He pointed at his camel and he pulled the camel down for me. He's not looking at me. Look at the greatness of the companions. She said, I got on the camel, and he was kind of like directing the camel, leading the camel to follow the army. She said, we never said a word. We never spoke a single word. She said, wallahi, he never said a word. All the conversation we had was, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That's the statement he woke me up with, was the whole conversation. They made it back to Medina. The Prophet ﷺ was worried, where is Aisha? Finally, the Prophet asked her, where were you? She told him the story. Of course, he believed her right away. The Prophet ﷺ trusts his companions and his wives. The one who thought that this would be a great chance to start a problem was the one we were talking about yesterday. Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, the leader of the Munafiqeen. We said yesterday there was a fight between Ansar and Muhajirin, and he got upset. So he was ready for this. But then he thought about it, I am supposed to be a good Muslim. If I start talking bad about the wife of the Prophet, that will expose me. So I need to figure out a plan to make the people talk about it without me being in the picture. You see how the hypocrites were plotting this way. So what did he do?